I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Tuesday, President Donald Trump signed an executive order designating an additional $50 million per year towards religious freedom around the world. Isaac Six of Open Doors USA says the order also helps by requiring government officials to do more about religious discrimination than just file a report.
And I'll ask, you know, have you connected with this church, or do you know what's going on with that church? And they'll say, you know, no, I'm sorry, I just don't have time for it. You know, we're working on a lot of things here. And so this is a clear prioritization, especially in these really severe countries, for the embassy and the embassy staff to prioritize this. And that's going to mean meeting with faith leaders. It's going to be understanding what's going on around them. And then that can help them to provide support, especially when there's actually persecution taking place.
Pray that as a result of this order, there'll be more gospel opportunities. And COVID-19 lockdowns have hobbled many activities, including deaf scripture translations. Deaf Bible Society works with ministry partners around the world who are translating scripture into sign languages. Deaf Bible Society's Catherine Shorrock says the work may have slowed, but
I know of some people who are literally staying at the translation centers so they can continue working there because they can't travel back and forth between their house and translation center. And I know I talked with someone yesterday who told me that he walks 2 hours each way to get to the translation center every day. And so I think that despite slowdowns and barriers, I think we see deaf people who are committed to this work.
Let's be praying that God encourages these deaf Bible translators. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support M&N tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.